Hello students, greetings from ACS Kaiga. We are going to discuss the module 2 of Discovering Tut, the Saga Continues. You might have noticed that the first module has dealt with the discovery of Pharaoh Tut's tomb and the background information about King Tut. This module will bring to light the track of research ever since the discovery. It is referred as saga here as it is one of its kind discovery which gave clues into Egypt's brilliant past. As I told you already, King Tut's tomb was an accidental discovery which gave limitless clues into Egypt's past practices. Howard Carter was a British archaeologist and an Egyptologist. He was sponsored for years by a wealthy and fascinated aristocrat called Lord Carnarvon from the year 1907. It was a long-drawn process. Carter's efforts came to fruition only in 1922, that too accidentally. On opening the tomb, Carter was speechless that he found a timeless treasure trove of artifacts, about 5,000 of them to be precise. It was nothing like others, which were all ransacked of all the antiquities, gold and other valuables. The burial chamber was found to be a labyrinth, one leading to the other. The chambers contained loads and loads of treasures made of sheer gold. Things found in King Tut's chamber included precious collars, inlaid necklaces and bracelets, rings, amulet, a ceremonial apron, sandals, sheaths for his fingers and toes, and the iconic inner coffin and mask, three nested coffins containing a shroud adorned with garlands of willow and olive flowers, wild celery, lotus petal and cornflowers, board games, bronze razor, linen undergarments, and cases of food and wine. Archaeology is an in-depth study of human activity of the past. It was aimed to record the artifacts, biological aspects and cultural landscapes of the buried or the mutilated past. The branch of study involves surveying, excavating and analyzing the data. The analysis was more assumptive and rudimentary in the beginning. Archaeology started developing into science much later. It developed from mere documenting to study of artifacts using techniques like stratigraphy, analyzing the number of layers over the buried artifacts. Howard Carter would only analyze the artifacts on the basis of stratigraphy and document the event. With almost no modern techniques available, Carter had to chisel away the solidified ritual resins to separate the ornaments from the body. Before doing so, he exposed the body to the harsh desert heat, which wouldn't help him much. As nothing could happen, Carter had to resort to chiseling the bones, which resulted in the mutilation of the age-old mummy. As a result of this harsh, unscientific method, King Tut's mummy was severed almost at every joint. The mutilated mummy was later padded and reassembled. Carter's study of the mummy gave clues of the royal affluences, practices and beliefs of the ancient Egyptians. It was also revealed from the presence of the seasonal flowers in one of the coffins that the burial took place during March or April of that particular year. The next phase of research was done by R.G. Harrison, an anatomy professor. Techniques by then were little more evolved. That he used an X-ray machine to ascertain the age and the cause of death. It was found that the breastbone and the most parts of frontal ribs were missing. There was also a bulge in the back of head and a curvature in the backbone. Harrison would come to a conclusion that the death might be due to an accident and the curvature of the backbone was due to embalming, though the accident theory was later discredited. Egyptian mummy project was the most recent of researchers and the scientific of all the interventional studies conducted on King Tut mummy. This project aimed to invent even the non-royal mummies. Several mummies have been recovered so far. This project was headed by Zahi Hawass, the archaeologist and Egyptologist working for the Supreme Council of Antiquities. This prose describes how King Tut's mummy was carried out of his burial chamber to be scanned by the CT scan machine in the year 2005. Computer tomography is a non-interventional process of studying the mummies. Under the Egyptian Mummy Project, many mummies were scanned and analyzed this way. King Tut's mummy was the first one to be scanned this way. The body of King Tut was brought out of the tomb to be scanned. It was carried onto a ramp and a flight of stairs. A hydraulic lift fitted with a scanner rose to record the details. 1,700 digital X-ray images in cross-section were created through the CT scan of Tut's mummy. Tut's head and other parts of his body were scanned in 0.62mm slices to register its intricate structure of his entire body in the presence of a team of specialists in radiology, forensics and anatomy. Due to this study, we could have precise findings coming to picture. King Tut was found to be 19 at the time of his death based on the density of his bones. There was no proof established on congenital diseases through this study. The structure of his body underwent an extensive analysis in comparison to the fellow mummies. The supposed face of King Tut based on its structure was reconstructed. It is interesting to note how archaeology has changed over the years. From being a mere documentary study to scientifically analyzing the nature, cause and the genetic factors of life and death through DNA fingerprinting technique, archaeology has undergone a sea change. Through this technique, King Tut's lineage, genetic disorders, cause of death and deformities were revealed scientifically. The archaeologists have even reconstructed King Tut's face and body using virtual archaeological techniques. According to the new technique, King Tut had died of a combination of congenital diseases and malaria. I hope you remember that we started the first module with intriguing facts about the mummies. Let's end the lesson 2 with another intriguing belief of Pharaoh's curse. When Pharaoh Tutankhamun's body was brought out for scanning, the cooling fans of the scanning machine stopped abruptly. The workmen wondered if it could be Pharaoh's curse. It is believed that a curse will befall on anyone who attempt to disrupt the sepulchral sleep of the pharaohs. It was said to cause bad luck, illness, or even death. A series of death of people involved in the excavation and analysis of King Tut's body, it had made people fear that they would also be subjected to such curses. Ever since the death of Lord Carnarvon, as soon as the King's Tut's chamber was unearthed, many argue that the curse is due to the exposure to harmful bacteria and heavy radiation inside a deserted chamber which was kept closed for a long time. Here we are. From being blind believers, we started analyzing even the most feared things of the world. This is the age of reason indeed. Let's get to know the writer. Anne R. Williams was a former senior editor and writer for National Geographic magazine and online news. She is an avid archaeologist and Egyptologist herself. Her featured essays under the aegis of the National Geographic has gained her wide appreciations. Her writings speak about the most recent archaeological discoveries of the world. I hope this module gave you all some insight into the world of mummies. Happy learning!